Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we thank you. We greet you with Jesus' joy, with the understanding that we are blessed. We are so appreciative for this opportunity just to spend some time with you, to be able to come and study God's word and look and see what the Lord has in store for us. Again, this is Blog Talk Radio, Reconciliation Ministries, along with Blog Talk Radio. We thank the Lord for you, and you. We thank the Lord for Brother Jesse and Sister Tammy Storr for their leadership in Omega Ministry Group. And we are so appreciative that you have decided to join us here for another wonderful Wednesday night. We are definitely anticipating and praising God for what he has done and what he is doing. We are, it's funny, we are just arriving home, and we are thankful for being able to come home to see what the Lord has in store for us. Again, we are thankful for what God has been doing for us. As always, we understand that before we go into tonight's lesson, that it is important, vitally important, that we always pray. We understand the power of prayer. We understand the purpose of prayer. We thank God for having the comfortability or the availability to pray, that God gives us, that he allows us not to have to go and talk to anybody else, but if we want to, like we should, that we ought to go and talk to him. Again, we thank the Lord. Here we go. We are, like I said, making the transition from the car to the house. Let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for, first of all, who you are and what you mean to us. We thank you for the busyness of today. We thank you for how you have watched over us and how you have allowed us just to come, Lord God, throughout this day. You understand what we've been through. You know, and you knew before we even came to this day. Man, we thank you for giving us the anointing, the power, the vigor to do what you want us to do. We thank you for being able to, we thank you for being able to accomplish those things that you wanted us to do. And Lord God, we ask that you will now continue to abide with us, even as we go into the house after a long day of work. We pray blessings upon those who are listening live and those who listen to the rebroadcast. We pray that you will bless those who are homeless, Lord God, as it is very cold out here tonight. We pray that you will grant them shelter, that you will grant them warmth. Lord God, feed those who are hungry. Be a great provider, as you've been doing to so many of us. Lord God, we understand if it had not been for you, Lord God, who was on our side, who was leading and guiding us, even when there was times where we did not know you, or we didn't act like we worshiped you or had a relationship with you, you still loved us. You still provided for us. And you still gave us away. Lord God, again, I'm thankful for being able to arrive home safe and sound and secure. Lord God, thank you. I give you honor. I give you praise. In the name of my Lord and Savior, who is your Son, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, I am so grateful, so thankful. Before we before we go into tonight's lesson plan, I would like just to share with you all some things that's been going on in my life. I guess just come with some praise reports. On Monday, I was able to go see my pulmonary doctor, specialist, and he gave me a very clean bill of health where he was able to look at my results that I had taken previously and said that there was no sign of sarcoidosis. I thank God and I pray, and I know that it will not return. Also, on today, I went to, on yesterday, I took my mother to the doctor for her checkup, and the doctor told her that all the cancer that was in her breast was removed. Everything was a success, and that she is now cancer-free. So we thank God for my mother being cancer-free, and we thank the Lord for how he has blessed her. He is now allowing her to just kind of rest not as much as she should be, but she still is resting. And we just thank the Lord for her being able to do that. And then today, I was able to go and see my primary care doctor, and he gave me, he looked at my results from my lab work and told me that I had lost a significant amount of weight. Also, to the fact that he looked at my blood work, and when he did, he saw that my vital numbers were great, that it's the best that they've been since I've been seeing him for the last, 8 years or so. So with that, saying, I am, again, just so thankful that God is blessing me, and I want to really tonight, I wanted to kind of be a praise report and just talk about how good God has been, and share with you and talk with you about your health, about what God is calling you to do in reference to your body, in reference to your health. Again, I am so grateful. Play that song every week, talking about how blessed we are, because so many of us are not or don't understand how blessed we really are. That when you look at all that God has been doing and all that he is doing, we are truly blessed. So we understand that according to the word of God, that our bodies are the temple for the Holy Spirit, the dwelling for the Holy Spirit, and we ought to take care of our bodies. We ought to get to a place where we are just not putting anything into our bodies, but that we are seriously looking at what we can do to better enhance what God has given us. I will admit that because of my laziness, I should have probably been lost this weight But I thank God that I'm losing it now. And in order for me to continue to lose weight, I'm going to need to do something different. I'm going to need to get with a trainer. And I have a trainer in place, or I have a trainer in mind that I'm going to get with. But we ought to look at our souls, our spiritual bodies, just and deal with that just as well as we deal with our physical bodies. We understand that Jesus is a God that deals with not just our soul and our spirit, but he healed people. He dealt with people in their flesh or in the physical form. So it's really funny and ironic that people will not think about their bodies, their physical bodies. And you think about the fact that what kind of activities or what limitations you put on yourself and that you put on your body when you are either overweight or you're not eating the proper food or you're not drinking water or enough water, or you're eating a lot of sugars and those things that would be harmful. I know, as I said before, that God has been dealing with me, and he has told me that this next 50 is going to be better than the first 50. But there are things that I need to do, and I need to, I can't expect God to do a lot for me if I'm not willing to at least get in a better physical shape and make better choices. Now, I will admit today was the 12 for 12, at Krispy Kreme, and I'm going to take the donuts that I bought this evening, and I'm not going to eat them all. That's 2 dozen. That's 24 donuts. I'm not going to eat them all, but I'm going to take them into the office. And this might not be you. I know I'm going to prescribe. This is J. Van, Willie J. Van Jr. This is my thinking. But I prescribe to the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule says that we ought to eat well and eat good 80% of the time. And then we are allowed to kind of eat what we want, the 20%. Now, most dietitians, most doctors probably will not agree with that. Most trainers probably would not agree with that. But they know, I have been told by some that that is what they start people off at. And then they move them to a higher number so that they can eat better most of the time. So what I'm just trying to challenge you tonight is what I'm trying to challenge you tonight, is that you ought to look at what you're doing with your body. Think about how God could use you if you were in better shape. And again, don't get me wrong, because excuse me, you can be over 250 pounds, but if you're tall enough, you can be in shape. It's not just about, and there are some people who are very thin who are still out of shape. It's about having a well balance. It's about trying to figure out what is it that God wants to do with your life. What is your purpose? What has God called you to do? And then once he has called you to do it, are you physically fit and are you spiritually fit to handle the assignment that has been given to you. See, it's amazing. And I don't know about you, but there's been some times that I've been given assignments to do things, but I did not have the right tools. So it made it more difficult for me to accomplish. I accomplished it, but it would have gone so much faster and so much smoother and much more efficient had I had the proper tools. Well, when it comes to your destiny, when it comes to your life, the proper tools is your physical body, your spiritual body. Those is it. That's it. What are those two? What is the condition of those two? Of your spiritual or and of your physical? And that's what God wants us to have, is that balance. It does you no good to be spiritually astute, can quote 1,000 different scriptures, but then every time you speak, because you're out of shape, then you're not able to talk as long as God would want you to talk. Or you get short, you get shortness of breath. Because of the fact that your lungs are not able to do what it needs to do so that you can do what God wants you to do. You got to get to the place, my brothers and sisters, where God is calling you to be better and to do better. Now, I'm going to challenge you. We're going to go. We're going to take a quick break. I need you to go get some water. Lay off those sodas. Lay off a lot of juice. But how much water have you had today? Have you just had one small bottle, 6 ounce or 4 ounce? Or have you drank 90 ounces? Just something for you to think about. We'll be right back.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody great. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody.
Amen. You got to know that nobody is greater. There's nobody greater than Jesus. There's nobody greater than God, our Father. We are so appreciative. Let me say this. I didn't say it earlier. If you would like to make a comment, you can press 1 on your phone and unmute your mic. Or if you're listening to the rebroadcast, you can always send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. If you'd like to make a comment now, you can just press 1 on your phone, and I'll be able to see that you would like to make a comment. Well, getting back to this concept of being in physically fit shape. Let me ask, what would it take for you to get in better shape? Not just physically, but spiritually. See, you have to approach this thing because, as we mentioned before, God deals with us in two different ways or two different forms. He deals with us in a physical form, but most of the time he deals with us in a spiritual form. Responsibility to make sure that both are physically fit, that they are ready as any well-oiled machine, ready to do the will of God. Now, again, you have to look at your own life and say, what is it that God has called me to do? And then what is it that I need to do in order to achieve the goals that he has for me? Maybe he just wants you to be the best usher person in your church. Well, you can't be a good usher if you're not able to stand on your feet and on your legs most of the service. You can't be a good deacon if you don't want to, because you want to do your own thing. You want to look the one and you don't want to smile. Well, you don't want to smile because you don't want to see them. You don't want them to see you gritting your teeth at the fact that your shoes hurt, at the fact that you might be hung over. It is for me. It is important that we look at stuff like this. Because not a lot of people are dealing with that both aspects. They're not dealing with the fact that, hey, someone has to come that way. So it is, again, vitally important that you realize that you can't fulfill the purpose that God has for you if you're not physically fit, and if you're not mentally or spiritually, if you're not spiritually fit. Now, again, we're not saying that you have to quote every scripture or know every Bible verse and what have you. But what is important is that you recognize, first of all, what's your destiny? And then second of all, what is it that needs to be done so that you can be in a more better financial and physically fit state of person? My brothers and sisters, we have come to a place where we don't value our bodies like we used to. We go and we eat anything, and we eat a lot of fast food and a lot of processed food. But God is saying to us that he wants us to get back to a place where we're eating more raw vegetables. We're eating raw peanuts. We need to get to the place that we understand . So I say to you, my brothers and sisters that were able to attend, I pray that people will not tease our children or tease other children. It is so vitally important that people do that. So, my question to you is, we're about to start 2019, and you know a lot of people will go in and start these revolutions and all these promises. And I'm saying to you, before you make a promise to somebody else, or you talk about some promise, why don't you talk to God first and see what he has to say and see what he wants you to do and how he wants to put you in a better spiritual and physical capacity. When they told my mother that she would when they told her, they was like, you know, you have to, we want you to have to live forever and not eat this kind of food, and we're gonna need you to come and do the chemo. And my mother was like, nah, I reject that. I hear what she said, but I reject that. And it's necessary for us to get to a place, again, that we speak life. I know it's frustrating. I know it's the end of the year. I know you sort of feel alone and you feel lonely and people don't come and see you or spend time with you. There are times in those type of situations where you have to encourage yourself, where you have to say to yourself in a non-confrontational way. So we need to get to the place that we say we love each other, but I love me more than I love you. And because of that, then I am willing to do whatever I need to do to get in better shape. I challenge you. What is it that you can do to be in a better physical or spiritual space? What are those activities that will get you, that will motivate you to do more than you've ever thought about doing? What are you willing to do? I know I'm going to call my boy. I'm going to try to eat more fruits for lunch. And because of those items, because of the fact that, excuse me, God has so much in store for us, but yet we are not willing to take advantage of it. And we come up with all these excuses. My brothers and sisters, it's time out for the excuses. It's time that we come together and we do what God has called us to do. Because I don't know if you know that the body is made up of many members, as the word says. And if one member is suffering, then all of the body is suffering. So if you're having depression or schizophrenia or you having problems, we need to get to the place. We need to get to the place where we just love ourselves more. That's all I really want to say tonight. I know it's easy to go and say whatever. My brothers and sisters, I'm sorry. We have to get to the place where we are looking and doing more for ourselves. Lord God, let us guide us and teach us to love ourselves more than we love anything or anyone else besides you. Lord God, allow us to live a life that will give you honor, that will give you praise, but that will also be an encouragement for others. I thank you, Lord God, for how you've always made a way out of no way. So this, Lord God, I just say thank you. I just say thank you. My brothers and sisters, we are at a place where God wants us to do more. And because of that, we have to do more. I thank God for you. I thank God for being able to be on the line. I pray that God will continue to grant each one of you all the love, the peace of mind that each one of you all desire. Let's play, pick a song. Of course, it's not working right. This is not working right. Okay. See, we got. Thank God that we have multiple devices. That when one gets to acting crazy, you can always put on another. Well, for some reason, my phones are acting up. I don't believe this. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm having some difficulty okay. We are getting there. Hopefully we can pick out the correct song that we want to play. Okay, here we go. Play the song and know that God is intentional. Intentional. Never failing.
Cause I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
Lord, I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
I'm
nothing without you.